U.S. attorneys sent paperwork to a federal judge Monday, arguing Chris Collins should receive a sentence on the high end of his 46 to 57-month sentencing guidelines. That would mean the former congressman would serve close to 5 years in prison. Prosecutors read it's critical Collins' sentence send a message that those in power are not above the law. They feel Collins was brazen in giving his son Cameron an inside stock tip and later lying about it to the FBI. Prosecutors also shot back at arguments made by Collins' lawyers, family, and friends in letters submitted to the judge last week. Many of the letters cite Collins' high character, success in business, and work with Boy Scouts as reasons he should get a lighter sentence. Prosecutors say those details simply underscore that Collins should have known better. Prosecutors also disagree with the U.S. Probation Office. Probation officials recommend Collins serve a year and a day in prison, citing the fact Collins was trying to protect his son from financial loss. Prosecutors say Collins could have easily afforded to make up for Cameron's potential $500,000 loss, but simply chose to disregard the law. They also know Cameron Collins is already worth $21 million. Cameron Collins will also be sentenced later this month. Above all, prosecutors feel Collins' sentence has to discourage other white-collar criminals. They say insider trading is simple to do and hard to detect, making it all the more important that the punishment is steep. Sentencing is set for Friday afternoon in Manhattan. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.